Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you today?
Yes, good morning. My name is Monica Greco. I was supposed to get a service to have a washer and dryer installed yesterday from noon until 4. Then from 4, they went all the way to 8, and then 8 never showed up. So I spoke to several supervisors, and I was told by Michelle, I think it, her name was, last night, that that they were going to get me someone here this morning at 7:30. I haven't heard anything from anyone. When I called last night, I was told that Steve was going to get in touch with me this morning. So I need to understand what is happening. Let me give you my phone number. It's 917. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Go ahead with the phone number. Go ahead with the number,
yeah,
ma'am.
917. Yeah, 917-301-1817.
All right, ma'am, one moment for me while I get the order generated, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
All right, ma'am, it takes an extra minute or two to generate by the phone number, but I'm still here, okay?
Yeah. Easy, mamma, easy, perché poi dopo smetti. Easy, mamma.
All right, ma'am, could I please get you to verify the name, address, and email address for me? Hello, ma'am? Hello, you there? Hello, you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Ma'am, could I please get you to verify the name, address, and email address for me, please?
Yes, it's Monica Greco, 407 69th Street, Apartment 5E, New York, New York, 10021.
All right, thank you so much for verifying that. Let's see. All right, ma'am, it has not been rescheduled, but I could schedule it for you from the,
okay.
I guess, the technician not showing up on yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, give me
one
moment.
Are they going to show up? And are they going to show at the time that they, that because the technician was explaining to me that they have no idea the time that they're supposed to be scheduled to come by.
Is that today or yesterday?
Yesterday. He told me that they just know that they need to come by, but they have no acknowledge of the timing that you schedule them for, which means that they could come at any time.
All right, give me one moment. All right, ma'am, have you heard anything from the technician office here? Because I'm just going through the notes on the order.
No.
Okay.
The last time I called yesterday, last night, it was at 10, and they told me that Steve was going to get back to me. I did not hear, I mean, until now, I didn't hear anything.
Okay, so I'm just reading the notes here. An agent gave you the information to the tech's office that was supposed, that's coming out to do the install. And
no.
There were several attempts they called on yesterday and left voicemails for you.
No, they didn't call me. They did not leave any voicemail.
Okay, ma'am. I'm just at 652. I'm just, yes, there were notes on the order that you were contacted and left a voicemail for rescheduling. So I don't know if you haven't checked your voicemail, but the agents have notated the orders thoroughly, notating that they've given you the service provider's phone number and information, and they've tried to reach out to you to schedule, but you did not want them to come out to your house at 8 p.m. And
well, that is when I called. Okay, 6:52. I spoke to someone, and I told them that the technician called me and told me that he arrived at a job at 6:30 in the Bronx. that it was not going to take a long time, that it was a dishwasher installation, and that he was going to probably take about half an hour. So by 7, he was going to call me, and by 7:30, he will be here. No one ever showed up. No one ever called me. When I called him at 10 to 8, he said to me, "Why, no one called you?" I said, "I have no idea what you're talking about." So I called you guys again, and I made you aware that the guy never showed up. This has been a complete nightmare.
Okay, ma'am, at 6:52, the technician did call in to reschedule you because he stated you called him several times and you were demanding him to leave the job that they were on to come and do your install. I'm just sharing you with the notes that are on the order. I'm not saying that's true.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know what's notated on your order.
Yes, and I have it on my phone, the time that we spoke. Okay, he called me for the first time at around 6 o'clock, telling me that he was not, and that's when he explained to me that he had no clue that he was supposed to be here from 12 to 4.
Ma'am,
so
yes,
now,
he did. It's
after
on the
I've
order.
Been home,
yes,
but
he
that
did.
He said that he didn't know.
Yeah, he knew.
He said that he didn't know.
Yeah.
He said that he's basically taking over all your messed up things, that one of the companies is not working with you anymore, so everything has been on him. And he was telling me things that it wasn't even my business. And he told me that he was going to be do other jobs, that he was in the Bronx, and that I was the last address that I was supposed to be. And I told him, "Look, you were supposed to be here from 12 to 4. You're calling me at 6 to tell me that you're going to be here at 8? He said, "Oh, we've been at customers' homes at 1:30 in the morning. I don't want strangers in my home at that time."
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Apart
well, hopefully. Okay, ma'am, I understand. Hold for one moment. Let me see if I can get an answer from this text office. One moment, please.
Yeah.